What if you gave yourself 1 year? 1 year of waking up earlier. 1 year of watching less TV. 1 year of less social media. 1 year of less sugar, less alcohol, eating cleaner, walking more, lifting more. You can always go back. If you find that what you were doing was so much better than the changes you made, you can go back. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series mini episodes that air every day, in addition to our full length Monday and Saturday episodes, aimed at helping you reconnect to your goals and stay more consistent. Seriously, I have been writing in my journal every single day that our lives can change dramatically in less than a year. And you might hear that and go, 1 year, geez, I can't even get myself to do 1 week. Cool. You can break this down. You are in control. Don't let what intimidates you stop you from doing anything at all. What if you gave yourself 1 day? What if you gave yourself just today of less TV, of less social media, less sugar, no alcohol, more movement? And then reassess tomorrow. If today was a disaster and you hated it and it didn't feel good and it didn't make you proud, you can always go back to the way things were. I shared in the year-end recap that I did, I think that was episode 1156, I shared that I have been very consistent with no sugar. And I think that might have been one of the only things I shared, but what I've been very, very consistent with is 10,000 steps a day, zero sugar, and following the golden rules of carbs and fat loss. If you don't know what that is, no sweat. That's episode 195, way back when in the podcast, but 195 explains it. With those three things, I felt better in a day. I felt even better than that after 3 days, and even better than that after a week. And what happens is this flywheel effect where you felt a little bit better and now you feel a lot better. And it gets to the point where you can't even imagine going back to the way that you were doing things before. But at some point, you have to draw a line in the sand and say, even if the initial change is hard, I want to give myself that experience. I want to know what it feels like. I want to know how good I can feel. I want to know if it changes how I feel when my alarm goes off in the morning, how it feels when my feet hit the floor, how it feels when I try to walk or jog on my treadmill, how it feels when I go to do a squat. How good can I feel? And the amazing thing about this is that it doesn't take very long to feel a lot better. And a lot of folks are going, oh, I'm going to start when I go back to work. I'm going to start when the holiday food is out of the house. I'm going to start when the kids go back to school. But the thing is, you're choosing to continue a pattern that is keeping you from your healthiest self, your best life, and all of the goals that you have. Don't think for 1 second this is the last time you're going to play that card and the last time you're going to choose that pattern, because there's going to be Valentine's Day and there's going to be date night and there's going to be that family wedding. There's going to be that trip. There's going to be the kids' next school vacation. There's always going to be something that if you continue to be the kind of person who says, no big deal, I'll start tomorrow, you're going to say it again then. And you're always going to be talking yourself out of consistency. Give yourself the experience. I posted a reel on Instagram. I hope you guys saw it. If you didn't see it, go seek it out. My Instagram's at Elizabeth Benton. But what I shared in it was the first picture of the twins and the first picture of Roman that I took in 2023, as well as one of the final pictures that I took of them in 2023. And how much they have changed is astonishing. And it's a powerful visual. That's not just because they're little, it's possible for all of us. How much change is possible inside a year would blow your mind. And the only reason we don't see more of it in adults is because of these patterns of like, oh, this one thing won't hurt. Oh, I'm doing better than I used to do. Oh, I'll start tomorrow. Oh, it's date night. Commit yourself for some period of time. I don't care if it's a day. I don't care if you choose a month. I think it's awesome if you just choose a quarter. I think your life will be dramatically, profoundly changed if you choose a year. But pick an increment of time and commit to doing your best for yourself in whatever area of life you need to for that time. And if it sucks and you hate it, you can always go back to the way things were. Before we go today, I want to remind you that this is one of your very last chances to register for Strong Foundations. Strong Foundations officially kicks off on January 8th. We have our first kickoff call on Sunday, January 7th. So I guess technically we could say it starts the evening of Sunday, January 7th. This is a 5-week program that I am doing in collaboration with Coach Morgan Bungers to help you improve your fitness, build strength, get strong, improve your confidence around lifting and scaling in ways that are appropriate for your fitness, for your body and your individual limitations or restrictions, for the equipment that you have or don't have. You do not need any equipment to do this. You do not need a gym membership. You do not need to be in shape. Anybody can do this. All right. And in addition to getting the weeks and weeks of workouts, it's 3 different tiers of workouts, 4 workouts per week. You get all of that. You get access to it forever. You also get live coaching from myself and Morgan. You get an ebook. We talk about mindset. We talk about nutrition. We talk about scaling. We talk about monitoring and measuring progress. And all of this is for less than $200, like total, not per month, not per week, like total. So I would love for you to join us. You can go to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. This is one of your final days to register. So if you haven't yet, this is your reminder. Go ahead and do that. And I will see you guys tomorrow.